or shocks?
No, they seem to be about the same size.
Right.
Well, the few I've seen.
They don't tie shocks together, though. That's what I mean.
They used to.
What do they call them when they're tied?
They just take the sheaves, which is a bundle of wheat, and stack them up, and they call that a shock.
I see. So the sheaves and bundles are the same thing. A sheave or a bundle.
Yeah, they're a bundle.
Okay. If you had one bushel and you added 39 more, you'd have...
You'd have 40 bushels, but...
Okay. Now, we're talking about oats. The oats, when they're harvested, you say the oats, what?
The thrashed.
Okay. Would you say the oats is thrashed or the oats
are thrashed?
Are thrashed. Okay.
Okay.
Your wife called you from the other room. She heard noise in here, and you were in here. And you'd say, "Oh, no, it's what? It's who is it?" And you'd say, "It's who is it?" No, would you say? No, would you say it's I or it's me? Naturally.
No, I naturally say it's me. And I would be correct, but I'd say me.
And it's him rather than it's he.
I'd say him. He is.
Yeah, and it's her rather than it's she.
I'd say her.
All right, and it's them rather than it's they.
They would be correct. I'd say them.
Okay. How about the expression "hit" for it?
Say what?
Hits them or hits. Is "hit" at all common in this part of the country?
They don't say "strike him," they say "hit him."
No, I don't mean that. I mean "hit" for it.
Oh yes, I've heard that.
"Hits about time."
Oh my, yeah. "Hits about time."
Okay.
They use that over quite a bit of the country, don't they?
Yeah, that
hit,
is. Hit for it, yeah. Well, that goes back to Old English. That's really old.
I imagine that's back
in
your old English.
Yeah, you know, I that. Mm-hmm. Talking about how tall someone is, you'd say in relation to yourself, you'd say he isn't as tall as... Comparing the person with yourself, you'd say he isn't as tall as...
He's taller than I am.
Right. And you say I'm not as tall as...
Is he? Right.
Someone shows you something and you say, "Whose is that?" And you say, "It's... Whose is that?" And you talk to a person over here, you say, "It's...
His."
Alright, so it's a girl, you'd say...
Unless you'd say his.
Okay, alright, that's the idea, that's what you're checking it.
His.
Alright, it's his, and it belongs to her, you'd say it's...
His, her.
Alright, would you use that? You'd never use that in a serious conversation, would you?
Depends on who I'm speaking to.
Okay. And it belongs to us, you'd say it's...
It's ours.
Alright.
I was say it's ours.
Alright. And it belongs to them, you'd say it's...
Belongs to them.
Yeah, or it's there. Alright, it's there. You'd say it's there.
There, though.
Alright, it belongs to you, you'd say it's you.
That's yours.
Alright. Someone asks you about the distance you traveled. You say, "Well, I was planning to go beyond that distance, but 2 miles is what? As I could go. Is as, would you say, is as far as I can go, all the farther I can go, the farthest I can go?"
No, I think I'd say the farthest I can go.
All right. And how about the use of "you all"?
It's very common.
All right, and
I'll tell you where it started. It's Old English, it's the last word in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And the modern people who think it's so funny are going to change that and put the phrase "use guys."